Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting second, the center fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting third, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fifth, the DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting eighth, the third baseman, John Castano. Batting ninth, the left fielder, Ron Jackson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Kuzman. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second, the shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third, the left fielder, John Wathan. Batting fourth, the catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Dave Chalk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wathan. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Wathan steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Porter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle takes first base on ball four. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington bunts towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wathen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Wathen moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Akins for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White bunts towards third. Castano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Chalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. Wilson moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Royals, 1. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Way then hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell who is chasing the ball. Way then reaches third base with a triple. Wilson scores. Washington goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilfong moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eastwick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurdle for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chalk hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman fires to first and has Wilson trapped. There's the throw to Smalley, who tags Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Way then. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Castano goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Royals. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eastwick fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Eastwick. Jackson scores. Sofield moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 3, Royals, 3. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Way then hits a fly ball into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Adams reaches second base with a double. Dave Edwards pinch runs for Glenn Adams. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to third. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive towards third. Chalk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chalk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hurdle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. German Baranka pinch runs for Pete Lockhock. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing first base. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 4 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 4 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Torres pinch runs for Dave Chalk. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torres moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington bunts towards first. Cubbage scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilfong covering, for the out. Torres moves to third. Wilson moves to second. One out. Mike Baksik now pitching. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres scores. Wilson moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.